I just later green. Are you working on your video component? I know you dial in various ways. Audio or visual for Mana, so I'll see if I can get a hold of her.
We have Jonathan and Brian, so we got a quorum if we need to start.
Yeah. I mean, Mana wants to join in. It's just...
So, Dean, do you still need your audio-video assistant, or are you getting to do this on your own now?
She just gets me started, then she goes upstairs in her room. If I need her, I just yell up to her. She don't go too far.
Right. She can hear you call, right?
Yeah. She's sharp with this kind of stuff, I tell you that.
Well, anything, you know, our generation, you know.
Yeah. Nope.
But the younger ones, it's second nature. You know who's surprisingly good with, like, the DVR is my mother, 93.
Oh, and
she,
God.
She just, on that thing, she's not even looking at me, and she's, you know, messing around with it. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Not very good with the computer, though.
Yeah.
Does she have a cell phone?
Not now. She used to when she worked, yes, but she doesn't now. She doesn't go out much at all, actually. So, you know, she just sticks around the house. She's got her landline. She's happy with that.
Yeah.
Herb was late last night, too, by the way, just to let you know. Not that I'm ratting him out or anything, but he was.
Yeah, maybe he was at a, maybe he's working out of town, or he works out of town a lot.
Yeah. He was telling us how they all got laptops to work from home, though. Yeah. Some of them are going to go in. They're going to not go into as big a space as they were going to.
Because
more people are going to work from home.
If your Litz and Green are on their way.
All right.
Ready. We'll give them some time to get here.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, I tried. I had to try three times. It wouldn't let me on. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was me. I'm starting to get bored.
Was that what it was?
I'm just kidding.
Well, last night I had some spectrum, you know, issues. The TV was wonky, computer was wonky. Well, maybe it's something like that.
Maybe it's in the air.
Maybe. This morning I had telephone problems.
Really?
Landline problems. Yeah.
All right, you got a full house there, Dean.
Full house there. Okay, Jay. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Public Works Capital Projects Committee. Does anybody have an American flag behind them? If not, we will skip the pledge.
No, I got one right in front of you.
Looks like Legislator Litz has you covered, Chairman.
Does he? All right, Legislator Litz, can you lead us in the pledge?
Sure. We'll all stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
United States of America.
And to the Republic which stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Legislator Litz. Hello, Tom Jackson.
You're welcome.
Good evening, Chairman Fabiano.
Have you all gotten to look over the minutes from last month's meeting?
Yes.
Yes, I'll move to accept.
Okay,
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Heppner to approve, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And we will go into our resolutions. Resolution number 203, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the County Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County Department of Public Works. This is grant revenue for the replacement of the Mulby Hollow Bridge. Any discussion on this, or? If not, I'll ask.
You said that was the Mulby, right?
Yes, that's correct.
I'll be abstaining from the vote.
Due to employment?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Cahill.
Second.
Legislator Green seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is carried.
Abstained.
And one abstention, Legislator Litz, due to employment. Resolution 204, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County Department of Public Works. This is a grant revenue for the replacement of the Watson Hollow Culvert, $52,000. Any discussion?
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 205, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Safeco Alarm Systems Incorporated Department of Public Works. This is a four-year contract, building fire and security alarm system maintenance and monitoring, $220,000. Any discussion?
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
A second.
Seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 206, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Geostabilization International LLC, Department of Public Works. This is a, there was an amendment made to this, I guess, extend the term of the agreement for slope stabilization soil nailing. Tom, did you want to speak on this at all, or?
Well, I'll make a motion for discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Litz for discussion. Seconded by Legislator Cahill. Okay.
So Don can give you some context for this.
Okay.
So this is another contract amendment just to extend the end date, not for additional money. It's just allowing us the option to use the contract if we need it going forward. We do not have any projects planned at this time, but if we don't extend the contract, then we lose the bid and we have to go out to bid again.
I would add that this soil nailing process has been a godsend for slope stabilization projects. It helped us out on Tongoor Road in Marbletown and up in Shandaken. It's helped us out tremendously. It's a real cost-saving methodology. So we would like to continue this.
I'll move the motion.
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green to move it as is. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. And our last motion for the evening is motion resolution 219, establishing capital project number 571, Sheriff Life Scan Upgrade, Ulster County Sheriff I just came out of my laws and public public safety and law enforcement meeting where the sheriff spoke on this. It's been 5 years since they did the upgrade. An upgrade is needed now. I guess this scan thing does like fingerprinting, and he said, God forbid it should ever go down. The sheriff's department, you know, when their business as usual would be crippled. It's $125,000. Any discussion?
What? Just,
I'll move it.
Yeah, I'll second it. No, I'll second. Did just want to mention that, and also they said that this is used by other towns and, you know, villages and other police agencies come in and use it as well, because it's an expensive piece of equipment and it gets utilized by more than just the county. So it's a kind of like a good deal for us to have.
So you're saying other towns, they go to the sheriff's department and use it themselves? Oh, that's good. That's great. Yeah. Any other discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Who has his hand up?
Who does?
Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. I just wanted to add, too, that this is, includes a $70,000 grant.
Yes.
For the upgrade, which I think is important.
Right.
Yep.
So I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Does anybody have any new business that they would like to discuss tonight? Bearing none, does anybody have any?
I would just say one thing on old business. I had mentioned several months ago about an area along Route 299 has been concern of the local people and a lot of constituents. And I see that the Ulster County Planning has sent a letter on my behalf to the Department of Transportation. And they also did a pill study. And I believe in the last 5 years, there's been 59 accidents along that stretch of road that is about not even 1,000 feet long. Maybe it is 1,000 feet long. And I just wanted to acknowledge that the Ulster County Planning Board had done that, and UCTC has also CC'd on that. So we're getting some movement there, and it's a dangerous corridor that needs to be addressed, and I appreciate their efforts.
Okay. Any other old business?
Manajo has a
makeup. Manajo, I'm sorry, dear, I can't see you. Go ahead.
That's okay. I just wanted to ask if Herb had gone on a field trip. I believe we may be getting the projects mixed up. You probably know what I'm referring to.
You're probably referring to the watering system for the expansion of the Veteran Cemetery in New Paltz. I did not go on a field trip. We had talked about going on a field trip, but it was felt that with the COVID going around, I did get a response from Dennis Doyle. He sent the request to the consultant of record. They went out, they looked at it, and came back with many reasons why the proposal I had put forth to be looked at would not work. So I guess I'm satisfied that, you know, they answered the questions. I don't know. I thought they could have done a little more, but I think it's fine. Thank you for remembering that.
Yes, thank you for your ongoing contribution. It's extremely valuable.
I do my best.
Any other old business? Okay, bearing it none.
Hearing none, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Well, we have new business possibly.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody have any new business? Okay, bearing none, now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
Well, second.
Seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adjourned.
Aye.
Okay. Everybody be safe and have a good night, and I'll see you on the 16th.
Stay safe and healthy. Take care,
everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.